Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
7:47. It is a busy Monday, even though it is the King holiday. We do have the annual parade that steps off at 10 o'clock from the Prime Osborne Convention Center. The Ritz Theater is going to be hosting a pretty cool event. That starts at 11 o'clock. I remember we hosted an event at the Ritz Theater how many years ago now? Maybe four or five Januaries ago. Or no, it was December. It was just before Christmas with Brian Kilmeade. And so the history of Black America and the celebration of Dr. King's life and legacy will continue throughout this King holiday. Brian, back in studio in Jacksonville. Good to see you again. Was that, what, 5 years ago or so? Remember, we were at the Florida Theater, or at the Ritz Theater.
I think it was four or five years ago. I've had a few events here, thanks to you guys. Great events.
Yeah, good to see you back.
The BMW dealership. I was at a brewery at the theater right off A1A. A lot of events.
Yeah.
Books a Million.
And a Jags game on Saturday. You were there?
Well, I was there. So you were there?
It was a unbelievable. Now, I grew up, you know me, I think you know me, that I grew up in Detroit or Metro Detroit.
Right.
So I'm a long-suffering, forever hopeful Detroit Lions fan. And for some reason, when they were down 27-0, I was looking around at people and I said, it's not over yet. There's too much time left. And that was like the hopeful, you know, Detroit Lion fan of me. Little did I know that they literally would come back. How hopeful were you that they would make a comeback after Lawrence's four interception first half?
I thought there'd be, after a couple of things, I actually watched Minnesota come off the bench and have that huge comeback. I was traveling. I watched them come back from things. They were down 34-17. It was 34-7. To watch the thing that about the Jaguars, they weren't playing well. When a team plays well and is losing, like the Giants played the Eagles, they weren't playing bad. The Eagles were just so much better. Trevor Lawrence couldn't have been worse. I mean, you were able to watch the field because if you're at home, you really can't see the field. You can't see what he's seeing. I'm watching the field. He's just staring down receivers. Couldn't have been worse. And I'm saying the Chargers are not, you know, they're not the class of the league. They got a shot, but I didn't expect that. And also the fact that Trevor Lawrence doesn't break emotionally, mentally, the coach is not yelling at him, his team doesn't quit on him, and he's 23 years old.
Yeah, and then he goes to Waffle House afterward.
Yeah. I mean, is that with his family? And then it gets caught up on Barstool. I guess some people taped it.
Yep.
Now, he could have won. There were some bars open, correct?
But I think that's like the coolest thing that
Why
a Jacksonville kid can do. I mean, there's only a handful of bars that are open. But, you know, he wasn't being stupid after the game and going out and getting all liquored up. He just wanted to fuel up and then was spotted by all these people. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. In fact, my daughter was here about a year ago. And she just texts me and she says, I'm at the Flying Iguana. And she didn't even know really who he was and says, is there a tall guy with long hair? Everyone's making a big deal of it. He's got to look. He brought his dog into the Flying Iguana and ate by himself while staring at his phone.
Is that not
says
crazy?
Trevor Lawrence.
I mean,
you don't get that in New York.
No, that's true. And actually, you were telling us a story off the air. April Davis is with us here as well. How this comes
nice
full
to meet
circle.
You, by the way, April.
Well, good morning, Brian.
It's so only her
welcome.
Sixth day at WOKV, and she's
and
she thinks the Jags are always winners.
And you said you're surprised you lasted so long. Is that true? Is that true? I mean,
we got healthcare day one here. I'm
well, that,
staying.
That heard.
She's staying.
I heard the news.
Yes.
By the way, Rich, I owe you a dollar on that bet.
You owe me a dollar on that bet. That's funny, Scotty.
But this... I do. I've been fooled. I think the Jags are just always on fire.
No, not all. In fact, it comes full circle for you because you were telling a story off the air that kind of got us into the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
So every year I get my whole extended family out and I said this year we actually lined up. There's a Jags game. So we go. And the two worst teams in the league are the Jets and the Jags. And they're going for Trevor Lawrence. And my whole family, not me, I'm a Giant fan. And now Jags is close number two, I would say. And we're watching and they're getting so depressed. He goes, the Jets are winning. I go, oh, my God, they're going to win? That means they're out of the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. The Jags get Lawrence, and we see the Jets still don't have a quarterback. They got a great defense, and at 23 years old, I don't know anybody who doesn't think he's a top 10 quarterback heading towards the top quarterback in the league, perhaps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unbelievable how – I know you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but between your coach and your quarterback and your running back, how can you not think the Jags are going to have a great decade?
Yeah, I think there's generally that feel, and we were talking in the tailgate with fans around the stadium about the growth in the stadium, and people have lived here their whole lives, and you got caught up in it months ago when you talked about Jacksonville and the possibilities that are endless and yada yada.
The potential.
Yeah, the potential that's there, the untapped potential. But really, the people who have lived here their entire lives, they are the ones who continuously say over and over again, the potential right along the river, right along the shipyards, and to finally see now, all these years later, the shipyards just got final approval from Jacksonville City Council. Four seasons right now is going in. You've seen the practice facility that's going up. We were part of the Memorial Day observance back in May. And over again.
It's going to help you get free agents, by the way.
Which is going to, yeah. And then you have a winner, and winning solves so much. You saw it with the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, Jacksonville man as well. And you see how the winning can ultimately solve some of the belly aching that happens, or heartache over the, or heartburn, if you will, about the local money, the tax money versus the private money as well. You got to do both, ultimately, is what we hear so often in order to make those investments.
My first exposure to Jacksonville was the Super Bowl. Number two, I was on one of those bikes, you know, where they carry you back and forth, those man pads or many pedis, whatever the caravan.
Pedicab.
Yeah, the pedicab. So they were buzzing
Manny
me around.
Penny is a different thing.
Manny Petty,
I forgot about that. Yeah,
I love those,
I'm pretty sure I've never got one of those.
That'll be the next Kill Me to venue, as we're going to have Kill Me to Manny Petty.
The
but then when you see it, and then before I really got involved and got to know the area, they go, yeah, Jacksonville, they're going to start splitting their time with Britain. They're going to have a team. They're going to spend half their games in London. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, what's going on there? But now what they need is they needed to know that it's time to act. So the city, the people have responded. The team has responded. The owner is loaded. So the potential is there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Green Bay can be a mecca because of football, I mean, Jacksonville can certainly, they can certainly draw. All they want is a team that contends.
Yeah. And we're seeing that, and at this point, it is all gravy. If they get blown out against Kansas City, it's okay because you see what the future may hold. Your Giants won yesterday. You got to feel good about that.
And man, they beat a very good Minnesota team, and they beat them. It wasn't like, wow, how they got lucky at the end. They beat that team on the road. Crazy fans. Number two seed. It's going to be very interesting against the Eagles next week. They have the same shot as I think the Jags have against Kansas City. It's got to be a massive upset, and they got to play bad. Eagles got to play bad. Kansas City's got to play bad, right? At this point, the talent's on the other side.
So you're coming off a nice weekend. You're in a good mood. What's coming up on the radio show at 9 o'clock then?
Well, Ben Jealous is going to be here, one of the leaders of the NAACP, Oxford Educated. He had joined me on Saturday night. We're also going to have Andy McCarthy try to make sense of this document mess, which even Democrats are saying what the president's doing. What's been discovered at his place in his garage is a huge problem. And then we're gonna have a lot of other exciting guests, many of which elude me right now.
But we're still riding this high of the Jags and the Giants win.
I mean, we're still breaking it down. I'm still gonna also talk about Mayor Adams going to the border and doing what the president didn't do. I just give the mayor so much credit. He went to the bad parts of the border. We have, get this, 40,000 illegal immigrants in New York City living for free in luxury hotels or on the streets. It is insane. He wants $2 billion. He saw the problem. It's a problem everywhere. You know, your governor's being sued by people, say it was illegal for him to put people into Martha's Vineyard. So this is an extremely hot issue. And then we'll talk about the history of MLK Day.
Yeah, Representative Mike Gallagher, Brett Baer, and WOKV's own Mark Kay at 10:34 right after the news
update. I didn't
know
he required a fee.
Yeah.
To come on. So we had to satisfy that fee.
See, April's free. There's no fee there. That's why she's going
to
last.
You just have to take me to the Waffle House.
I believe there's mass transit there. So there is
there
a bus drop off right there. That's fantastic.
BK back in Jacksonville. Brian, good to see you as always.
Thanks,
go Jags.
Rich.
Go
great
Giants.
To see you.
Look forward to it. 7:56, the first alert forecast. Scotty, we'll do weather and traffic right into the 8 o'clock hour here on 104.5.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.